First, Mameha performed a few brief pieces while I accompanied her on the shamisen. Afterward, we exchanged places. Just as I was taking up the starting pose for my first dance, my torso bent so that my folding fan reached toward the ground and my other arm stretched out to one side, the door slid open and the chairman entered. We greeted him and waited while he took a seat at the table. I was delighted he'd arrived, because although I knew he'd seen me on the stage, he certainly never watched me dance in a setting as intimate as this one. At first, I'd intended to perform a short piece called Shimmering Autumn Leaves, but now I changed my mind and asked Mameha to play Cruel Rain instead. The story behind Cruel Rain is of a young woman who feels deeply moved when her lover takes off his kimono jacket to cover her during a rainstorm, because she knows him to be an enchanted spirit whose body will melt away if he becomes wet. My teachers had often complimented me on the way I expressed the woman's feeling of sorrow. During the section when I had to sink slowly to my knees, I rarely allowed my legs to tremble, as most dancers did. Probably I've mentioned this already, but in dances of the Inoue school, the facial expression is as important as the movement of the arms or legs. So although I'd like to have stolen glances at the chairman as I was dancing, I had to keep my eyes positioned properly at all times, and was never able to do it. Instead, to help give feeling to my dance, I focused my mind on the saddest thing I could think of, which was to imagine that my Donna was there in the room with me, not the chairman, but rather Nobu. The moment I formulated this thought, everything around me seemed to droop heavily toward the earth. Outside in the garden, the eaves of the roof dripped rain like beads of weighted glass. Even the mats themselves seemed to press down upon the floor. I remember thinking that I was dancing to express not the pain of a young woman who has lost her supernatural lover, but the pain I myself would feel when my life was finally robbed of the one thing I cared most deeply about. I found myself thinking, too, of Satsu. I danced the bitterness of our eternal separation. By the end, I felt almost overcome with grief. But I certainly wasn't prepared for what I saw when I turned to look at the chairman. He was sitting at the near corner of the table so that, as it happened, no one but me could see him. I thought he wore an expression of astonishment at first, because his eyes were so wide. But just as his mouth sometimes twitched when he tried not to smile, now I could see it twitching under the strain of a different emotion. I couldn't be sure, but I had the impression his eyes were heavy with tears. He looked toward the door, pretending to scratch the side of his nose so he could wipe a finger in the corner of his eye, and he smoothed his eyebrows as though they were the source of his trouble. I was so shocked to see the chairman in pain that I felt almost disoriented for a moment. I made my way back to the table, and Mameha and Nobu began to talk. After a moment, the chairman interrupted.